You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Mayne Robbins. I hope you're all doing okay this week. Another chapter set at the university, despite most of them having graduated. Is this even Belladonna you? Kissing Basilisks, Chapter 15. This would be a very inconvenient crush for Sage to develop right now, so it's not going to happen, mate. The Department of Demonstrative Thaumaturgical Phenomena currently has 6 professors. This bloke's the newest, so he was the only one not sniffing around me last year to sign on as a postgrad student. I hadn't made it to any of his classes because the new prof always gets lumped with the firsties and the other dull-as-dishwater courses, till he's been here long enough to slide his own pet projects into the syllabus. That's a long way round to say, I didn't know this fella from a bar of soap, really. Yeah, I'd looked. He's hot. When you start hearing about a hot new professor, you look. But then I started hearing rumours that he was brilliant and an asshole, and as that adds up to completely my type, I'd sensibly kept my distance. I'd got this far without inappropriate crushes on any of my teachers, and it would be shit to fall at the final post. What was the question again? Oh, right, Ferd. Yeah, Ferd wasn't doing well. He looked all clammy and spaced out. Still conscious, but not totally with us. Whatever black gunk he'd expelled all over the good carpet had perked him up a bit. Prof Fordyce was all business, peering at Ferd, making notes. Every now and then he rapped out a book title, and Hebe and Vale fell over themselves to go fetch it. Hebes was clearly in love with the library and really pissed off about it at the same time. Vale was chuffed to be the person who knew her way around best of all, showing off a bit. Me? Books are a necessary evil when you work with magic. I never got on great with libraries. They hate it when you bring in snacks or play loud music. So what's the point? I'd rather haul the books I need back home and get crumbs all over them as nature intended. Someone's been messing with void crystals, said Prof Fordyce, sounding accusing. I know messing around with forbidden dark magic is par for the course at a university like this. It wasn't us, said Juniper, in a rush, like she was worried he might give her detention. Yeah, messing around with forbidden dark magic is for thirsty nerds who don't get invited to the good parties, said Holly. Ferd's eyes went completely black for a split second, and he muttered something. Shadowmancy. Good thing I'd never gone near it. My college counsellor told me it was a good idea to practice control as I grew into my magic, but it wouldn't be practical for me to specialise in anything requiring intense precision. Given how Ferd ended up, thanks to a shadowmancy lab accident, I'm glad I wasn't feeling too rebellious on course selection day. Jules made a small noise. I swung around and looked at him just in time to see his baby blues return from black. What? He demanded as I stared at him. Deck was crowding Viola. What happened to your eyes? Nothing, I'm fine, she said, pushing him away. Actually, not fine, given the circumstances. Holding it together. Back off. It's all three of them, said Hebe. Whatever happened to Ferd, it's affecting all three of them. Explain, said Prof Fordyce, waving a hand. Viola and Jules swapped magic overnight, Hebe said. Sounding calm, considering. Huh, said Fordyce, his eyes gleaming. He came over and peered into Jules's face way too close. Interesting. A basilisk triangle. That's a myth, said Jules, staring back into the professor's eyes. Not necessarily. Fordyce blinked and broke eye contact, stepping away. Has anyone here been kissing someone they shouldn't? I coughed, looking around. Ferd had confided in me, but did everyone else... Oh, yeah, everyone knew. Jules went bright pink. It was New Year's, he protested, staring at the carpet. I always kiss people I shouldn't, mused Holly. We know, said Juniper. For once they're not talking about you. It could be relevant. How could it possibly? I'm cold, said Vale. Everyone looked at her. She was standing very still. Deck hovered nearby like he wanted to throw a jumper over her and carry her away from all this. I knew the feeling. Vale, breathed Jules. Really cold, she added with a wild shudder. Shit. Her skin was turning blue. Ice troll blue. This was more than a bit of a chill. Did your magic ever do that to you? I flung at Jules. Sure, when I was 12. I got over it. Everyone stay back, Prof Fordyce demanded. He stalked towards Vale. Viola, can you hear me? Her eyes went black like Ferd's. Viola isn't here. Shit, said the professor. I took a step forward. Not that there was anything I could do right now. Still, I didn't get a chance, because Jules tackled me. He's light as a broomstick, so he didn't have me over, but I stumbled for a moment. He locked his arms around my waist and burst into flame. What the hell? Too long since my morning coffee, and my magic was already out of sorts with all the drama. So I blasted him away from me with more force than I intended. He flew over a couple of comfy armchairs and crashed onto the floor. Jules! Vale let out a banshee scream and threw ice at me, spears of it. I threw up a basic shield, but one of her long ice shards impaled me in the thigh. Fuck! Prof Fordyce clapped his hands three times. Vale crumpled like an empty T-shirt. She swayed for a moment before she fell, and the professor leapt and caught her in his arms. Ferd fell back on the carpet, also unconscious. Holly lurched at me, looking frantic, but I waved her over to check on Jules. He's out too, she reported a second later. Breathing? I mean, he's bleeding less than you, Sage. Let's talk about that. What did you do to them? Asked Hebe, shaking as she looked at me from across the room. She hadn't left Ferd's side, but she kept staring at my injured leg. Fair enough. There was a lot of blood. Knocked them out, said Prof Fordyce efficiently. It was for the best. I don't need to do the same to you, do I, son? He asked me. Gritting my teeth, I shook my head. Good. Because what's going on inside these three right now is very serious. And the last thing we need is them fighting back. Is this really all because of some random kissing? Holly demanded. If I'm right, said Prof Fordyce, looking troubled, there was nothing random about it at all. Thank you for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates, follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.